Michael Schumacher. Look at that! 3/10 of a second faster! Fantastic! Absolutely incredible!
Well, if a practice upset the form book somewhat, so did qualifying as well. I mean, we have a McLaren on pole, but according to the British fans, it's definitely the wrong McLaren. It's the McLaren of Kovalainen and not Hamilton. Hamilton's down in fourth after, well, without doubt, really, having enough speed to qualify on pole, albeit but an error in his first run. We have Kimi Raikkonen third. Almost a salvaging operation for Ferrari, as they did not look faster at all. And we have a Red Bull, an Aussie, on the front row. I believe Red Bull's first ever front row start. Well, this is F1. This is the British Grand Prix. This is episode 87. I'm JK. Let's get into that qualifying session. Well, as always, let's run through that grid in reverse order. And, well, as usual, kind of as usual, as expected, let's say, we have 20th Fisichella and 19th Seattle, the Force India team. Now, in fairness to them, during the end of the first qualifying session, it did start to rain. Now, two drivers actually improved their times. David Coulthard really had to, because at the time, he was, you know, 16th down and out, and he pulled a stunning lap. During the rain, when it was probably at its wettest, to still get in. And then we had Sebastian Bourdais, of all people, was the only one to come out towards the end of the session, of that qualifying one, and he came out, and what did he do? He posted one of the fastest middle sectors at the time, so quite a lap from Bourdais, and also DC. But unfortunately, Fisichella ended up going off, and no one apart from that really improved. So 19th and 20th for the Force India team. In 18th, we've got Nico Rosberg in the Williams. Now, his car in 18th, yes, Rosberg. In his car was an absolute handful when you looked at it. Especially going around the last corner at Silverstone, it was bumping. The suspension almost appeared broken or slightly too stiff. I mean, it was bumping around the corners. And what Silverstone is considered to be a relatively smooth track. So, not good for Rosberg there. Even worse in some degree for Jenson Button, because it's his home race. Yes, Jenson Button in 17th and Barrichello in 16th, the two Hondas, was not a good session for them at all. Button has come out and said he's hoping for the rain. And, well, Barrichello and the whole Honda team, I think, will be definitely doing a rain dance. Well, next up we have the other Williams of Nakajima. Yes, Williams have, as I said in the practice cars, they've somewhat fallen from grace, haven't they, this year? They started the season off really well with a podium from Nico Rosberg and even a couple of points scoring positions for Nakajima. And, well, they've kind of just gone backwards, unfortunately, so let's hope Williams can pick it up. The sooner the better. And also disappointing, 14th, Jarno Trulli. Yes, the car that finished third at Magny-Cours. Definitely a top 10 runner. We thought, well, it definitely wasn't Magny-Cours, but wasn't so much here at Silverstone. Truly not very happy with the handling, and you can tell that because he has been out-qualified by his perhaps slightly less talented, definitely less experienced Timo Glock. And, well, 13th is Bourdais. Well done to him. He did a very good lap in qualifying one. And, well, Sebastian Bourdais out-qualified again by his teammate, though, so that could raise a few eyebrows. And 12th is the Glock I was talking about. Yes, Toyota's Timo Glock in 12th. There will be a smile on his face because he's out-qualified his teammate, Jarno Trulli. Now, at 11th, one of the home heroes, along with Button, is David Coulthard in his last qualifying session, 11th. When interviewed by ITV, he was somewhat disappointed, understandably so. It was a few hundredths of a second that he missed out on getting into that top 10. But anyway, as I said, if there is interchangeable weather, and as Coulthard said, 11th is always better than 9th or 10th, I've said, because you can choose your strategy. So it's always, you know, 11th is always has a slight advantage. Anyway, in 10th we have Robert Kubica, who didn't even go out in the BMW. Something was clearly wrong with the car. And he wasn't happy. So 10th it is for Kubica. 9th for Massa in the Ferrari. Yes, the championship leader. 9th not very good there. Raised a few eyebrows. That did it as well. In 8th, we have Sebastian Vettel in the Ferrari Power Toro Rosso. Very good. Red Bull will be happy. He out-qualified one of the... he out-qualified his teammate and the sister team of David Coulthard's car. So there'll be a smile on his face. In 7th, we have Piquet in the Renault. And 6th, Alonso in the Renault. Very good from Piquet. It seems that French result really has spurred his confidence on. I've been slagging him off most of the season. Maybe I'll eat my words at the end of the season. But Piquet in 7th, well done. Alonso in 6th. For the runner, he was quite fast, and well, let's see what he does in the race, because they tend to go backwards, unfortunately. 5th, Heidfeld in the BMW, pretty much the best you could get out of the BMW team, and like France, they seem to be struggling here somewhat, unfortunately. And next up, we have the top quartet, and, well, the first one is the 4th place, Lewis Hamilton, who really did have the pace to get pole. Whether it was a mistake or, well, a gust of wind coming into the last sector of the complex, he ended up going wide. He was, goodness me, about 7/10 up at that point. He did a fantastic lap. And I think his second lap was perhaps a bit too much on the cautious side, but there was no doubt in qualifying that Hamilton definitely looked to just to have the faster package on Kovalainen and the rest of the field. In 3rd, we have the Ferrari of Raikkonen. I think Ferrari will be somewhat relieved to be in 3rd, considering their, you know, what was looking to be not a very good qualifying session for them, with Massa down in 9th. Yeah, we'll get to that reason if we can find it later. But anyway, Raikkonen 3rd and Hamilton 4th, both of them can do a lot of damage from there. They can definitely both win the race. And we've got, well, Mark Webber, perhaps the fly in the ointment. But Mark Webber, 2nd for the Red Bull, absolutely fantastic. A man of the day for me, Mark Webber, producing a stunning lap. Nearly had pole, but then came the fin of Kovalainen. Yes, Kovalainen, his first British Grand Prix pole position. In fact, forget that, his first pole position ever. So, in Formula 1, that is. Well done, Kovalainen, a stunning lap. And, well, he produced for Hamilton, slightly faltered. Is he going to be there for the race? He's on pole by, goodness, what was it? At a good few tenths, and he's got at least half a second plus on Lewis Hamilton, his teammate. So, well done to Kovalainen, and coming up is your rundown of that top 20. Well, a big congratulations to F1's newest pole sitter, McLaren's Heikki Kovalainen, Red Bull's first front row, Mark Webber, in 3rd, Raikkonen in the Ferrari, in 4th, Hamilton in the McLaren, 5th, Heidfeld in the top BMW this time, 6th, Alonso in the Renault, 7th, Piquet in the Renault, 8th, Vettel in the Toro Rosso, 9th, what's he doing down there, Felipe Massa, 10th, Kubica in the BMW, 11th, DC in the Red Bull, 12th, Glock, 13th, Bordeaux in the Toro Rosso, 14th, Trulli in that other Toyota, 15th in the Williams Nakajima, 16th and 17th the two Hondas of Barrichello and Button, 18th Rosberg in the struggling Williams, 19th and 20th the two Force Indias of Sutil and Fisichella. Well, so what's going on around the paddock after the qualifying? Who said what, where and when? Well, we know Kovalainen is obviously on pole, but Hamilton, somewhat disappointed perhaps down in 4th? Well, Lewis Hamilton, he's apparently remaining optimistic. Yes, the McLaren driver, this is from ITV.com, the McLaren driver who took pole for his first home Formula 1 race last year, he made an error on his first shot, and well, he's 0.8 seconds slower than his pole-winning teammate, Heikki Kovalainen. And that left Hamilton behind, not only Kovalainen, but he's also behind Red Bull's Mark Webber, as we know, in Kimi Raikkonen. But he told Louise Goodman, "I'm up there, and it's cool." So there you go, Hamilton not being too amazingly bothered. Kimi, though, is pleased to start ahead of his rivals. Yes, Raikkonen was pleased to salvage 3rd place. He said, compared to yesterday, the car has been much better. And yesterday was very difficult, so he put a lot of effort into sorting out my car, and it seemed to work. He said, "We are not exactly where we want to be, but it has never been our strongest point. At least for me, the first couple of qualifying sessions, and no one knows what fuel everyone is carrying." He said, "For sure, McLaren, especially Heikki, is very fast this weekend, and we will not know how fast for sure tomorrow." Now, while the Finn will start behind his pole sitting compatriot Mark and compatriot Red Bull's Mark Webber, importantly for his title challenge, he's ahead of the three rivals. Yes, He said, qualifying was pretty good today. I was happy with the car, and P3 is still okay if you look where the others are, who are in front of me in the championship, he said. We want to be in front of everybody, and hopefully tomorrow we can do it. And so there you go, Raikkonen, pretty happy, I think. And, well, Heidfeld hails qualifying a breakthrough. Nick Heidfeld is one of the other happy men. Yes, as we know, he's had been having problems in qualifying, but he said, I'm pretty satisfied after the troubles I've had lately, he told ITV Sports' Louise Goodman. He said, I think in Magny-Cours, we've already seen that qualifying started to get better for me. I did pretty much the same lap time as Robert today in Q2. I'm happy that for once I managed to extract the best from the tyres. Unfortunately, though, he said Robert couldn't go out in Q3 because he felt a problem with the car, which actually I also felt in my last shot. The car felt a bit strange, but nevertheless, I pushed to the end. It is difficult to know what it is. It felt a bit like a flat spot on the steering was not perfectly straight. Or the steering, sorry, was not perfectly straight, he said, but I thought I'd push anyway, and it worked out. So a very, very happy Nick Heidfeld there. What other news do we have going into... Well, Rosberg, obviously, is very, very puzzled by what's going on with his car. As we said, his car, absolutely, the suspension, not very good whatsoever. And, well, in other news, in qualifying, this is Alonso's also pretty happy. Despite what I said, that I think Renault seemed to go back in the races compared to qualifying, especially when you look where he qualified in Spain and France. But Fernando Alonso believes Renault can fight for a strong result in tomorrow's British Grand Prix. He said, it was a difficult qualifying session with changeable track conditions, wind and rain, said Alonso. But we have done our maximum, and so overall it's a satisfying result for the team. If the race tomorrow takes place in normal conditions, we can hope to have a strong race. So there you go, buttered, and is saying he's delighted that delighted that the British Grand Prix is safe. Yes, in other news, Jenson Button believes former F1 fans should be extremely happy about this. He said, it is a pity because I've always loved this circuit, he said at Silverstone. But the important thing is that the British Grand Prix is here to stay, and that has to be the most important thing for all of us British people. So I am chuffed a bit that we still have a Grand Prix over the next few years, and Donington will obviously be a new challenge. I'm sure there is a lot of work they need to do to get that up to spec, but it's an exciting track. He said, I haven't driven in a quick car there. I've only driven it in an F3 car, but I'm sure it will be pretty spectacular. So there you go. Donington definitely looking the way forward for 2010, but you never know. I mean, even Damon Hill has been crossing his fingers, saying Silverstone is still very much on standby. And if you give me a quick second there, he said, I think there's certainly the feeling here that we don't think we're completely out of the hunt yet. He said, we've got a fantastic facility and one that the government has already spent quite a considerable amount of money investing in the infrastructure. So we're still here, and we're still here for motorsport. So there you go. Fingers crossed. Will Silverstone still be the home of the British Grand Prix? Well, that's anyone's guess now. Donington have got till 2010 to sort that one out. Well, let's just wait and see. But anyway, F1 episode 87. This has been the qualifying cast. Let's look forward to the race. Will it rain? If it does, what's it going to happen? When will it rain? What are going to be the strategies? What's that first corner going to be like? Is Red Bull going to get a victory? Even though they're going to get a podium? What's DC going to do in his final British Grand Prix? All these questions hopefully will be answered next time we meet. This has been F1 episode 87.